In Iraq, workers are adding up the votes from Sunday's election at the National Vote Tabulation Center in Baghdad. That's where tally sheets from polling centers around the country have been taken. Workers there are typing around the clock to get ballot counts entered into the main computer system. And outside the office, life in the Iraqi capital is returning to normal. Tight security restrictions in place for the election have been lifted. From Baghdad, NPR's Emily Harris reports.
Behind the high concrete blast walls and coils of concertina wire that separate the green zone from the rest of Baghdad, the count is on. Private security guards check everyone entering a large white room in Iraq's Electoral Commission headquarters, where four shifts of 50 people type 24 hours a day. They're entering data from ballot counts done at polling stations around the country onto a central computer system. With more than 60,000 tally sheets, it's slow work. Even preliminary results aren't expected until later this week. But outside the green zone, life is returning to normal after a three-day security crackdown around the election. The airport reopened today, as did most land border crossings. Traffic has picked up in the capital, although more checkpoints than usual still created backups. The purple ink used to stain voters' fingers is wearing off. Mariam Al-Sanati, editor of Al-Qasid newspaper, relaxes in her office with a cigarette and a cup of tea. She says she's pleased with the way the election was run, but she isn't convinced democracy has arrived. That's because voters chose among slates of up to 275 candidates without knowing more than a few of those candidates' names.
It's good to have elections. Democracy is a great practice. But there's something wrong with the slate system. We know the top people, but many more will get power. These are people we don't know who may do something we don't want.
Sanati expects that most of the politicians in power now will stay in office, but she was disappointed to see Iraq's current leaders not going out on election day. Leaders will have to stop hiding behind walls, she believes, before the country can change.
If you are afraid of the security situation, how are you going to handle the country? Was the election a magic wand? Will the security situation now settle down? No. If members of the National Assembly work in the shadows, I don't want them.
No car bombs exploded in Baghdad today, and none were reported around the country. But U.S. and Iraqi officials say they expect insurgents to continue to strike. Still, Iraq's interim president, Ghazi al-Yawar, said today he expects U.S. troops could start to leave by the end of the year. His comments were broadcast on local TV.
There is a timetable for their withdrawal that is not written down. It depends on creating efficient Iraqi security forces, which is not impossible. We also need to stabilize the country and secure our borders. And we need to defeat some of the terrorists, which sometimes needs foreign forces. I think by the end of this year, we will witness the beginning of a decrease in foreign forces. I don't mean all of them leaving, but a decrease in numbers.
Extra U.S. troops on hand for the election will start rotating out soon. Al-Yawar said U.S. forces don't want to stay in Iraq forever. Few Iraqis want them to either, but many suspect that at least some U.S. troops will stay for the long term. Emily Harris, NPR News, Baghdad.